A North Thompson woman who shot her husband to death while camping nearly 3 years ago. A slaying described by a judge as an inexplicable act of domestic violence, has been ordered to spend a decade in prison. Ashley Schritter, 33, was convicted of manslaughter by a jury in December following a trial in BC Supreme Court. She shot her husband, David Simpson, with a shotgun on September 6, 2020, at a campsite off a Forest Service road near Vavenby, east of Clearwater on Highway 5. Court heard Schritter and Simpson were arguing before the fatal shot was fired. An eyewitness testified that he saw Schritter retrieve a shotgun and kill Simpson, then stomp on his head. That witness, Gary Flowers, said Schritter's demeanor changed when Simpson mentioned another woman. Schritter was charged with second-degree murder and convicted of the lesser-included offense of manslaughter, meaning the jury found she killed Simpson but not that she intended to. Jurors also rejected her claim in the moments after the slaying that Simpson killed himself. Autopsy evidence determined Simpson was shot at close range, but not close enough to have been self-inflicted. Prosecutors had been seeking a sentence in the range of 10 to 12 years, while Schritter's defense lawyer sought a sentence of 3 to 6 years. BC Supreme Court Justice Joel Groves sentenced Schritter to 10 years in prison. "She took her husband's life because he said something she didn't like," Groves said. "That is inexplicable." Groves cited the lasting impact of the shooting on Schritter and Simpson's three children, who were present at the time. The oldest child, who recently turned 10, tried unsuccessfully to help Schritter move his dad's body. Another child tried to wake up Simpson following the shooting and became covered in his blood. Each of the kids suffers nightmares as a result and wakes up screaming. "They are permanently scarred," Groves said. "They will carry these scars for the rest of their lives." At trial, defense lawyer Bobby Mavasagi tried to pin the shooting on Flowers. In his decision on Friday, Groves called that a desperate strategy. "It did not appear to be supported by any evidence," the judge said. Schritter has a serious but dated criminal record, including a number of previous convictions for violent offenses, including assault with a weapon, aggravated assault, and robbery. She spent more than a year in pre-trial custody before being released on bail in November of 2021 and is entitled to nearly 2 years of credit for time served, leaving a little more than 8 years of new time. In addition to the prison sentence, Schritter was ordered to submit a sample of her DNA to a national criminal database and issued a lifetime firearms prohibition.